No, and it isn't, and certainly not for the people whose data has been breached. I raised the issue on a number of occasions last year, one related to the break-in at St. Connell's, and others where the litter warden had found a list of names of patients. And at the time I was told they were basically isolated incidents, and here now we find under the Freedom of Information that there's almost 30 breaches of data. And, you know, I know there's a lot of work is on in both hospitals and a lot of documents go about, but, you know, for someone, personal data in relation to their personal health being found so many times, not in the right place or being sent to the wrong place, it begs the question as to how can this happen on such a regular basis. And I think, you know, the HSE at the time said they would look into it, but I think they need to look again. And maybe it's a case that they don't have enough personnel, and that needs to be looked at. Maybe staff are overworked, and if it necessitates more personnel being taken on to ensure people's privacy and that their data is protected, then I would ask the hospital to consider that.
To that effect, then, would you like to see an investigation take place, not to pinpoint or to finger point anyone in particular, but to sort of ascertain how it happened and how it can be dealt with to prevent it going forward?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's not a witch hunt here, but it's trying to put in place a system, an infrastructure within the hospital that data can be exchanged in a safe and proper way, and that people's names, addresses, illnesses aren't turning up at public parks, pubs, rubbish tips. You know, whether we ensure that we're taking all steps necessary to protect people's data, and that if it's a situation where more staff is needed and that the workload has to be spread out, then we need to be doing that to ensure that people are protected and that their data is always protected and not freely found out and about. I mean, we have incidents here where people's files are included in another person's file. I mean, that can be dangerous. I mean, that's if someone's file and medical information is put into another person's file, I mean, there could be, you know, a bad outcome to that. And what we need to do is protect that there and see that it doesn't happen. So look out after hospitals, they seriously look at this again, see where the problems are emanating from. And if it is a staffing issue that more staff is needed, then we should be employing more staff.